Hey, DJ Shaw, what a program he's got rolling over at Midview High School, and DJ settles in. By the way, did you see your guy on the cover here? How about
that?
Yeah,
looks good.
Nice little shot there of the Golden Helmet winner of 2015, Logan Boland. So we always honor the Golden Helmet winner by putting him on the forecast cover, and yet you sat here last year, DJ, and you said, anybody that brings up the year before, they're running. They're not allowed to do it. So, again, you're coming off a great season in 2015, but you got to look ahead. So where do you go in 2016?
Yeah, we're not exactly in the same boat as we were last year. You know, we had a great 2014 year, and we had a lot of guys back, so it was different in the fact that, you know, we didn't want those guys, you know, looking at their success they had the year before. This year it's a little bit different in that we have a lot of rookies that are coming into us, and that being said, you know, we want to try to build off of our success, and hopefully some of these rookies and younger guys that we have learn from our experiences in the past, and we can use that moving forward.
But you have one of the best players in the county in Dustin Crum. A young man has committed to Kent State, which I'm very happy about as a Kent State alum. But how do you build an offense around Dustin? What are some of the things that you can do where you have to fill in some pieces, but knowing you've got your trigger guy there, what can you do now to surround him and make that offense just as explosive as it's been?
Yeah, we're not planning on changing our offense much. I mean, Dustin's really good at what he does, and he's good at running that type of offense, as shown in the past. You know, we're just trying to put some guys around him that he feels comfortable getting the ball to and doing what he does. I mean, he's a very efficient quarterback. He's proven that he's a winner. And, you know, we want to make sure that we get, you know, him comfortable with the guys that he's been working with. And so far, it's been looking pretty good with that.
Who are some of the surrounding cast members, whether they're guys coming back or some newcomers?
Yeah, we had a newcomer from Elyria that transferred over. He actually moved into the district, Luke Hunt. You know, I thought he's been a big piece for us. He's fit in really well. Keith Johnson was a backup for us last year. He's looked really good at our outside receiver spot so far. David Amson's a kid that was a starter for us last year. He was kind of our fourth guy. Broke the school 200-meter dash record this spring in track. He's a really fast kid. He'll be back with some experience. And then, you know, probably our fourth receiver with probably Sam Butler, but, you know, a guy that played for us last year, had minimal time, but a guy that we feel comfortable with. And then we've got a boatload of young guys that are kind of mixing in, and you know, it hasn't been all settled yet. We'll see kind of where it goes.
Right. A couple of years ago, you had one of the biggest offensive lines I can ever remember watching in high school football. How does your offensive line look this year?
They're looking good so far. Coach Strebel's done a great job with them. You know, we're definitely building on some things. We've got four new guys up there. The only returning starter is Chase Johnson, who will be a senior for us. But we're excited about that bunch, and they're working really hard on their craft. And, you know, they got some things to fix from our last scrimmage, which I think we did get fixed. And, you know, it's we got to be patient with them. They're not as big as they were 2 years ago, but, you know, we got some kids up there that I think are pretty good athletes and pretty strong kids. So we just got to get them going in the right direction.
DJ, nobody wants to be in that class where things slide backwards. Now, I don't know if anybody thinks you can go 10-0 again, but how do the kids react to that, and how do they handle that, realizing, man, we've had a lot of success the past couple of years?
Well, I don't think the pressure is there this year that there has been in the past. I don't think, you know, last year it was tough because there was a lot of pressure on those kids, and, you know, we kind of felt like every week that we were taking everybody's best shot. They wanted to take Midview down for, you know, they knew we had a good team coming back and a lot of returning starters. This year it's completely different. You know, I don't look at it as pressure for those kids. I look at it as, you know, I hope that those young kids the last couple of years were paying attention and watching how those seniors from last year went about their business and their preparation. And you know, we had some really good football players the last couple of years, but we also had some really good kids. And, you know, when your best players are good kids, it's easy to build around that. So we hope that, you know, these younger guys have been watching those guys the last couple of years, and you know, we hope that that's going to help us moving forward.
But the cupboard isn't bare this year.
No, I don't think it's bare at all. I think we got some great players coming back that we're really excited about.
Just your overall expectations for this group. How good can this group be?
I think the sky's the limit. I really do, and I told him that. We had a little bit of a rough scrimmage versus Barberton on Saturday, and it was a big learning point for those guys. They, you know, we got our butts kicked at times a little bit, and we made a lot of mistakes, but You know, that's as to be expected. We got a lot of newcomers, a lot of rookies. You know, I think 7 new starters on offense and 8 on defense. And we got a couple injuries right now, and we got St. Vincent St. Mary coming on Thursday, so it's not going to be coming any easier for us with our scrimmages. So, you know, that being said, it's just we got to be patient with those guys and understand that we're dealing with some rookies here that, you know, we're a little wide-eyed and you know, we'll give it some time, and I think it'll come through.
Obviously a fun way, perhaps, to start the season with Lorain High a week from Friday. I mean, that place will be jumping. I imagine, yeah, you got St. B's and you got to get ready for a scrimmage, but pointing towards that one, that's a great way to open up the campaign, and you're going to find out what your kids have.
Absolutely. Lorain's been a very good football program under Coach McFarland, and I know his kids will be ready to play, and they're going to be a physical bunch. That's one thing about Dave's teams that, you know, they're always physical, and our kids got to be ready to match that. And, you know, another thing is it's just great to have a Lorain County matchup like that, whether it's us playing Elyria or Lorain. Those are the two schools in Lorain County that are a little bit bigger like us that are not in our conference. So I think it's awesome that we get to play against Lorain, and you know, I think the fans love it. I think that it's going to be a great high school atmosphere for us.
No doubt. Well, hey, I know you were patiently waiting, so we'll let you scoot. Congratulations on these great back-to-back years that you've had at Midview, and we'll see how 2016 unfolds. But it's great to have a Middy on the cover of the Forecast magazine, so congratulations to Logan as well. And I've got that game next Friday, so we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, DJ. Great to see you. DJ Shaw, the head coach of the Midview Middies, joining us here at Wolfies.